Fragment uit het Engelstalige hoorcollege van Richard Griffith over the history of the European Union.
If the resurrection of German industry had so troubled the French, the prospect of a German army 5 years after the end of the war filled most Frenchmen with absolute horror. But that's the textbook version. Is it true? It's comfortable, nice story, but unfortunately it isn't. And the reason why it's not true is because the decision to rearm Germany was not taken after June 1950. It was taken much earlier, and for rather different reasons. In August 1949, some geologists who were waiting for the earthquake to occur in California noticed their needles moving in a rather strange pattern somewhere in Central Asia. And as they looked at the pattern that appeared before them, they came to a horrifying conclusion that far earlier than anyone had ever expected, Russia had exploded its first atomic bomb. The comfortable illusion that the Americans had of a nuclear monopoly to protect Europe was shattered in that one seismographic record. It led to a review of American defense policy that came out in a document that was called NSC 68, National Security Council 68. National Security Council is for American security. Document that was top secret. It's now online in about 30 different sources, so you can read it just about anywhere from the comfort of your own computer. It portrays a rather horrifying picture of the state of European defence. If you ever thought that NATO had solved the defence problem, then a quick read through NSC 68 will dispel that illusion forever. If Russian troops began to invade, there would be absolutely nothing to stop them reaching the Atlantic in the first phase of the campaign. The function of the Americans would be to withdraw out of the way of the battle, to hold the line in Spain behind the Pyrenees and with the unsinkable battleship, the United Kingdom. In the second phase of the war, the Russians had a choice. They would probably do both. They'd probably wipe out all the independence of Scandinavia and start a drive down south to the oil fields. Meanwhile, Russian planes would start bombing transatlantic supply routes. But we had one great advantage. The great munitions industry of America, of the United States, would crank up into action. And as armor and troops and planes arrived in Spain and in the United Kingdom, Europe would be reconquered bit by bit and restored to capitalism and democracy. What was left of it after the Russians had been put out. In the spring of 1948, the spring of 1950, the American government decided that the only way to hold the line was to increase troops in Western Europe. And that meant reviving German defense capacity. German troops would be sufficient in number, they'd be highly motivated since the first place that would be overrun would be their country, and with a bit of luck, you might be able to start thinking of a forward defense line at the Rhine. But German troops would not be enough. It would require a massive rearmament effort in Western Europe, a rearmament effort which the Americans would be prepared to support. So the Americans offered a package deal. We will rearm, we will increase our troop commitments in Europe, we will support national rearmament policies in the rest of Western Europe. but you must accept German rearmament.